the Rise and Grind Morning Show is on. 419 The Grind.
Hold on. Straight trap shit. Hey, look. My brother had a play that hopped out with no shoes. In the rain, but he's still throwing blues. Hell no, I ain't the other nigga. Or that nigga that was fucking with you. I'm the type of nigga that'll come and get you. Fuck you good when I left, when it fucked your sister. That's the old me. Praying dog, come and get this shit he sold me. Ain't a lot, it's the principle, I'm John Wick. Niggas think it's just a car, they don't know it's in it. Might see me in Central Booking. Fiends say the dope tastes better than they mama cooking. Hey, take it back, they can't dance on it. When that dog get to tripping, put my hands on it. If he want it, put the grams on it. Hey, if he running, put the grams on it. Niggas think about my downfall, praying on him. EP had John Doe land on him. Spent my last on this shit, it was not that. Did that shit a couple times, then I bounced back. I ain't never signed a contract. If I buy four, I need nine back. 40 hit the whip with a sound that. Yeah, they gon' ride when it's time back. Slow it down, you ain't round that. Can't take the heat, you ain't bout that. Everything I lost, I done got back. They don't like it when you bounce back. Slow it down, you ain't round that. Can't take the heat, you ain't bout that. Everything I lost, I done got back. They don't like it when you bounce back. Hold on. Like it when you got grounds, niggas act like Porter wasn't trapping, we can swap pants. Hold on, hey, nigga, hell no, I wouldn't swap hands. Niggas act like first tape, I wasn't top 10. Damn, fuck that rap shit, they tapping in. Nigga bought three, and he back again. Main bitch think I'm trapping, or I'm out of friends. Trap bitch don't act, she know I got the ground. They ain't feel like I was coming back. Nigga jump stupid, getting clapped, no jumping jacks. Hey, hell yeah, I done fumble packs. Like a kick return, gotta run it back. Slow it down, you ain't round that. Can't take the heat, you ain't bout that. Everything I lost, I done got back. They don't like it when you bounce back. Slow it down, you ain't round that. Can't take the heat, you ain't bout that. Everything I lost, I done got back. They don't like it when you bounce back.
Concentrate, you by my side. I can't wait. We won't make it to the house tonight. Especially with you right here, right here. Gripping your thighs when I drive. So close that I can feel you now. You kissing all over me. Fuck around and make me crash out. I crash out. Pull over. I can't wait to meet your leg shake.
This my favorite song. Every time you turn it on, this shit turn me on. And if it get any louder, we won't make it home. Luckily for you, shit, I've been riding with no panties on. Pin me up in a scat pack. In the front seat, eat it like a snack pack. Let me make it come quick like a Snapchat. It's your homeboy, tell him we'll be right back. I want the front seat in the back seat. Give me car service like a taxi. In the Benz, the Bentley, or Rover. Really don't matter, long as you
pull over. Nah. I can't wait to meet your next shake. To the house tonight, we won't make it to the house tonight. Crazy what we can do in tight spaces. Girl, slow down because we are not racing. Take your time already in first place. Found your stride, can you keep? up the pain.
Lang, check dig, man. I was just sitting back reminiscing, man, you know what I'm saying, the vibe and on how things used to be, you dig? Like when we was youngsters, you know what I'm saying, that OSDN used to rock. St. Anne's, you know?
Toledo, Toledo, Toledo. When children used to see their parents every day.
I miss the old Toledo, Toledo, Toledo.
When kids really used to go outside and play.
I miss the old Toledo, Toledo, Toledo.
When females used to carry themselves as women.
Listen, I remember back in the day when I was a child. Doing bad, mama used to take us to eat at High and Now. Very convenient, the food was good and plus it was cheap. Creeping off the block to go swimming at Willie's every week. Dirt courts in just about every backyard, hooping on crates. Sneaking jars out the house, trying to catch lightning bugs and snakes. The good old days when penny candy really used to cost a penny. Ice cream truck had ice cream on it, you could buy for 10 pennies. Pimping your bike out with chrome caps, reflectors, and mirrors. The hood used to be a village back when the neighbors cared. It was less snitching, more females carried themselves like women. I wish I could go back and visit, cause I miss the old Toledo.
Toledo, Toledo, Toledo. When children used to see the tennis every day.
I'm just reminiscing about the old days. And nah, I don't go far back as the OJs. Lane, look, I'm talking late 80s, early 90s. On Auburn up at Beach Rose is where you could find me. I was screaming crossroads for the love of the dough. 16 double O until the world blow. When Endo and Joint Mob had a lock on the south. And Arden Coleman had you scared to come out of your house. Around the time when Magic Wand found out he was plera. And Ray Stone was so fly, yeah, that was the era. Cooney and Philly and all was repping for Out Hill. That Scott and Libby gang could damn near get a nigga killed. When North Town was bumping, Southwick was slumping. Follow the light, Lightning Rod had every club jumping. I give an arm, a leg, two shoulders, and a tooth. To see Toledo how it was in my youth. Man, I miss the old Toledo.
Wake up, Toledo.
Wake your ass up.
You're listening to the 419 Grinds Rise and Grind Morning Show.
Grinders!
Mr. O. Toledo, Toledo, Toledo.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rise and Grind Morning Show with Shay K, Clyde Green, and Jay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Thankful Thursday.
Go on, Sash.
Throwback Thursday. Thank God it's here Thursday.
Thank God it's finale Thursday.
Finale.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, extended version.
Extended version of it.
Oh, every day.
Hey. Concrete instructions. Charlie numbers.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get some instructions to you.
Hey.
While we're doing that, shout out to our sponsors, Hotbox.
Hotbox.
Mud City Entertainment.
Yep.
J. Russ Jennings.
Uh-huh.
UMW Lucas County.
Freedom.
UMW Lucas County.
Freedom.
Oh, Sawana Sawana.
People's champ.
And you did it too. In a servant's heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
And if you would like to become a sponsor, of the Rising Grind Morning Show or the 419 Grind, send us an email at info@the419grind.com. Just because it's not going to be Rising Grind anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering, like.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a little change up.
But the email stay the same.
Info. We're going to say info together.
Huh?
Y'all can say info together?
We're going to say info together.
Info@the419grind.com.
You going to keep saying email, right? Or you going to change email?
It's going to be info instead of Rising Grind.
Info. Ain't that already it? Info at the 419?
Yeah, but remember we say rise and grind.
Oh, we got to do it one time.
Info
you got to just say it anyway. We still got to do it.
Info at.
Really? Yeah, you got to.
Info at.
Come on.
So if you'd like to become a sponsor of the Rise and Grind Morning Show, senior info to the rise.
And come on.
I don't know.
That's a classic.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of the Rise and Grind Morning Show, send your info to Rise
and Grind
at the 419grind.com and you can become a sponsor of our show. What do you say?
You guys are silly this morning. Jesus Christ. At the Willies.
Yeah, it's funny.
How y'all doing this morning? I had to go console Tony. She said,
What's wrong with Tony? Where's she at? Why she ain't on the live?
She's probably still crying.
She probably still peeling her potatoes.
She making some home fries.
Maybe she wasn't. I don't know. But she was like, we're going to still be able to see
y'all. I'm about to tag her.
Yeah, we'll be able to see us.
My mom said the same thing. They like to see us, see our faces.
Jason called me yesterday and asked, are we going to be on TV? Y'all still going to be on the YouTubes?
Absolutely.
We getting together. We talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
That's Jay Cool's specialty.
Good morning, Anika Trice.
Good morning, Grinders. Who we got on the live this morning? Say something to us, Mama. Say something to us. Jen Coffee, thanks for breakfast.
Hey.
Yes.
Got oranges, too.
Jennifer said good morning all the way from Toronto, Canada.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How do you say good morning in Toronto?
Hey, Miss Carter. Mama Riley. Good morning. Good morning. Your brother live in Toronto, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
What'd he be saying?
Good morning, but he says it with a British accent.
Charlie Numbers, Jay Remy, thank you. We appreciate that.
What up, Jay Remy?
Tracy.
He grew up in Auburn.
Who?
Jay Remy.
Oh.
You know, with Petros?
Oh.
Mm. You familiar?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This is our series finale. Show finale?
Series finale is like...
It's the series. It is, though.
Season is
because
the season.
Because we move it into a different series.
You right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit of...
Series finale.
Change, you know, changing how the show is going to look and sound and stuff, so... But it'll be the same crew. Same crew.
Doing what we do.
JK, Clyde Green, and Jay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning.
Same concept. Different series. Different stuff here and there. So don't think,
be too sad.
Yeah, this is not the end. This is just a change. That we're gonna do a shift. Pivot.
That's how you even look like. Come on now. That is banned. I ain't doing that. I'm standing right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
not doing that.
I'm shuffling.
I'm wrong.
Skipping. We're
I'm doing everything except that move, okay? Because that and brevity is just out the fucking window for me.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
He said, okay.
I'm still lost, but...
yeah, it's cool.
We'll catch you up later.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It was a joke.
All right. Yeah.
We'll talk
but
about
I
it.
Am glad, though, that, you know, that I was able to stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
I came in last. I wasn't really a part of the original crew, but now it's like I'm an OG now.
Well,
so I'm glad I stuck it out.
I would say when you came on board, it became a crew.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a team effort at first, I would say.
Yeah.
And when we started, you know, me, you, Leah, and Clyde, when we came that jail unit, that's when it became a crew.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
It did. I'm glad I stuck it out. I'm glad you stuck it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were worried about you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
I was.
You worried about me?
I'm a little worried.
No worries. I'm so worried.
Hey, man, what are we going to do with Clyde?
Nothing wrong with a little worried.
Then he started Studio B. was like, okay.
He may be on to something. Yeah, Mama, you ain't going to miss his facial expressions. Yeah. You're going to still be able to see him.
Right, yeah.
We still going to be able to see him.
Yeah. Still going to be
what up, DJ Impress?
Impress.
What up, Yellow
Capadonna.
Crew?
Capadonna! Mamacita!
Hey, so, Yellow Crew.
Hey, Tony's finally on, so now we can do traffic and weather.
Tony, hey, I was waiting for you to do my job. I'm glad you're here. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm in the wrong city. Give me an introduction.
And now, Shay K with traffic and weather.
Thank you. Currently, the temperature is 36 degrees. It does look like we will get to a high of 37. It will go up 1 degree. But it is showing that it looks like we're going to get a 70% chance of snow at 9 o'clock in the next about 10 minutes. So I wonder if that's going to really happen. I hope not. And it does say Friday, it looks like we will get an 80% chance of snow as far as the rest of the day. No, it's not telling you.
Interrelation?
No, just don't cut me off. It's not showing the sun. It's not coming out at all. So you will not need your shades like Clyde has on today, ridiculously.
These lights in here is bright.
You know what?
That's what they say when they're on.
Well, weather, that's the weather as far as traffic is concerned. I didn't have any issues on the way in, but the snow is melting. You know, it is water out. It is slippery out. So make sure you give yourself some time. Don't be riding nobody bumpers. Try not to have any accidents. Slow down. School is still in session. The weekend is almost here.
Be careful walking, too, because I almost slipped on my step. And woo!
Because it's wet. The snow melted. Now it's getting cold again.
And it's that thin little ice.
Oh, shoot.
Black ice.
Don't fall.
Watch out for that black ice. The white ice, too. And we, you know, we try to be fair.
Try to be fair.
Try to be fair.
So, Jay, how was your wet?
It was nice and clear. I went to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru this morning. And you know how you get in the drive-thru? And there's people in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the lady in front of me left way too much room between her and the car in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she was really holding up the line because I couldn't get to the speaker.
You ain't blow?
No. I just sit there and stare. I stared at her through her rearview mirror.
Oh.
And yeah, I think she saw me, caught eye contact, and then moved up a little bit. But why would you do that? Don't hold up the line.
I wrote the window. The lady, move your car. I'm trying to order.
Wasn't nobody out there taking orders?
No, they was inside. They don't do that in the morning anymore. Not in the wintertime.
Yeah, not in the morning. They do enough. Let them little folk be in the inside.
They in the inside.
All right.
Oh, Jen, don't start.
What's she say?
I am so thankful for the Rise and Grind crew and listeners. I can't wait for what's next with you all. You are like family, making me smile and laugh every morning. I guess I will actually have to do work in the mornings until you guys come back.
I really do sound like Jen.
That's crazy. You don't do any work in the morning?
Oh, Jen. Aww.
Said Clyde got a whole bunch of inappropriate. Oh.
Eagles hat.
Like the Eagles hat. He said you got the Eagles hat on, you got the boys in the hood shirt on.
He just don't know what way he wanna thug. He just thugging.
Chilling.
Mm.
Did you say how your way was here, Clyde?
No, I didn't. It was all right. I got on the expressway. I stopped by Tony's house, like I said, I had a kid.
I was about to say, you had to spend a night back because you don't need to get on the expressway.
No, I just was. I had to drop something off to Tony, and then I had to console her and let her know that she will see us. It will be a visual. That's all I'm worried about is seeing y'all.
Aww.
You might be able to see us today, too. I got to figure that out later when we. After this show, we're going to cut the show short today so we can go over to the radio station and do some stuff there. So you might be able to see us today, too, on while we're working things, you know, while we're doing stuff there. So,
hey, don't be getting the people excited.
Hey, you know, I got to get the people what they want.
Give them what they want.
But yeah.
Speaking of what they want, y'all got Valentine's Day plans yet?
Yep.
For real?
Sleeping in.
Oh, come on.
I'm probably going to have to work. So I took Sunday off for the Super Bowl.
Oh, you about to kick it.
Nah, we have a Super Bowl. Eat some chips and watch the Super Bowl.
Chips?
Chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
Some Rotel. We need some Rotel.
Some
Rotel.
Some what?
Rotel dip.
Rotel. What's that?
You gonna make it? Hold on, what's this?
I'm gonna make it.
Shout out to all of our grinders on the live who's been supporting us since day one. So we're going to try to give y'all what y'all want. We'll go over to our next venture.
DJ. Yeah, I'm just sitting right here like, okay, let's just go. I was about to freeze. That's what I was trying to feel. I thought, I didn't know if it was instrumental or you was playing the real song.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, he done switched it up. Now I got to freestyle on something different. Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So, trending topics.
It's trending topics in Toledo on the Rise and Grind Morning Show.
Trending topics, yeah, I don't know. Guess what, y'all? This is our last show. I know you really sad. I know y'all hate to see us go. But guess what, y'all? It's time for us to grow. The rise and grind, yeah, the grind don't stop. We cleaning shit up, yeah, go grab a mop. Clyde Green, Jay, yeah, and Shay. We to the next level. We to the next level. Checking out my time, checking out my wrist, my bevel. And you ain't even know the snow is melting. Grab a shovel. I ain't even know that shit didn't make sense. But it's cool. I got a dollar and I got my mitts. Braces off. Ass fat. You ain't know. Just like that. Bring it back. No cap. Bring it back. Yeah, snap. Popped it up. Popped it down. You ain't know. We out of town. Guess what, y'all? We going higher level up. Rise and grind, don't stop, tick-tock, off the top of the dome, I give you what you want. We bring it back, make that ass clap, just like that, Clyde Green with the switching ring, switching jeans. Whip it up, whip it up, whip it down, and you ain't even know I was gonna go that long, boom!
132 bars?
Hey!
132 bars.
Hey,
that was Shay Bars.
Shay K Bars. Okay. Ooh. Had to get the people what they wanted real quick.
Real quick. Get your juice. You go.
So drink your juice.
Hydrate that back up.
And I hit my juice. Ooh, and I'm about to hit it.
Yeah. Drop bars.
How y'all celebrate? Say, yeah, Shay. I didn't know y'all was on here. Listen, so Shay do bars. Y'all just hop on. Now y'all want to say something. Shout out to all of our listeners.
I love y'all.
If you're new, if you're old, shout out to y'all.
Hey.
You kill a freestyle?
Come on, man. Let's have a cypher.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Clyde?
Okay. South Dakota's governor signs 2022's first trans athlete ban into law. Governor Kristi Noem had previously issued executive orders banning trans girls and women from competing on female sports teams in the state. Thursday that bans transgender.
Excuse me. Maybe you need to hit your drink.
She signed a bill on Thursday that bans transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams, making the state the first this year and the 10th nationwide to enact such a bill into a law. The bill has been an important priority for a lot of people behind me, Noem said, as she signed the bill at a news conference, and I appreciate all of their hard work in making sure that girls will always have the opportunity to play in girls' sports in South Dakota and have opportunity for a level playing field for fairness that gives them the chance to experience success.
Right. Like, I'm all for everybody being, you know, expressive in who they are, but there's a difference between being born a man and being born a woman.
Right.
When it comes to physicality, like, men's muscles are more dense and more, they can grow a lot faster and stronger than a woman's
body.
Right.
So I understand that because I've seen and heard of a male, a transgender athlete knocking out a female in UFC. It wasn't UFC, but it was in... MMA cage fight and broke her orbital bone and jawbone in the same punch.
Yeah,
just because that person is more powerful than the woman. Yeah, naturally. Yeah. So I understand that. And I don't think it's anything against trans.
Yeah, I just,
you know, it's just.
So what would they do? They would stay on the male team.
They would stay on the male team, or they would have to come up with another gendered sport.
Yeah,
a transgendered sport.
Yeah.
I mean, some things you have to separate. Yeah. I mean, that's just the truth.
Yeah, how I'm with it, too. The same thing.
Yeah, I felt certain instances hearing about I was like, that's not fair because you got a male's makeup.
And they have a male team. So that's what you want to do when you're strong at being that. Mm-hmm. Put your hair in a ponytail in the bun, wrap it up, and going out there. Right. I mean, it's men that straight got long hair. So, you know, most people that are trans, sometimes they take the hormones. They want to grow all this. You look like your teammate anyway. Go ahead and play with them. You're strong. Like you said, that ain't just trying to be straightly mean, but certain things we can't be just changing. Like you said, people getting hurt and stuff like that.
You still a man boxing a woman.
So that ain't cool.
Well, I think it's fair. That was interesting to me. That's all.
That was.
Very good one.
Thank you.
Clyde Green.
I thought you was going to do the one about the, you know, Snoop Dogg.
I did, too. That's what I thought you was going to do, too.
No, I had that story saved.
Had that one saved?
Yeah, but we got another
trick. Oh, okay,
We got another trick to this week, and then the same thing. So
yeah.
I wanted to get it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about Snoop Dogg.
I mean, so what happened?
He acquired Death Row Records, baby.
Hey.
Snoop Dogg now owns Death Row Records. We don't know the logistics behind it, if he owns, like, the label itself, the brand itself or the masters, but Snoop Dogg acquired Death Row Records.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah. So, I think that's, I don't know, you said somebody else bought it before.
I think it was like Toys R Us or something, or it was a weird company that shouldn't have no record label.
That was so funny to me when you said that.
It was like Toys R Us or Kmart or something like
that. And they both out of business.
Yeah, like they bought it. That's why Snoop got it, baby.
That's crazy.
Because he's so. Rapper entrepreneur Snoop Dogg, who rose to fame during the 90s on Death Row Records, has acquired the label's brand from MNRK Music Group, which is controlled by private equity funds management by an investment firm, Blackstone. The firm announced Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Terms of the transactions were not disclosed. However, a source close to the situation tells Variety that Snoop's acquisition of Death Row's brand is the first part of a transaction that is expected to see him also acquiring some of the label's music rights, his own and unspecified other artists. The source says the deal is expected to conclude in the coming weeks.
So he's going for the catalog.
Yeah.
Basically.
He'll probably get it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get it. It's just about how much and when.
Right.
So I'm sure, there's no problem when it comes to money.
Snoop's been doing his thing.
We was just talking about him yesterday.
He's been on the radar
and everything.
Yeah, what's crazy, with the Super Bowl and everything else he's doing, it's a lady that came out saying that she was sexually assaulted by Snoop, like, in 2013. But I think she's doing this.
What?
Of course. Yeah,
she's doing this because of the Super Bowl thing. She's trying to get $10 million.
Is him and the wife still together?
Yeah. She's his business partner at Def Jam. But this lady is trying to get $10 million, and she was trying to do it like right before the Super Bowl so he can just pay it off, and not be,
from 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snoop had a long journey in this game. He done been up and down. But he's still in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still in it. How many albums do we got? A lot. I don't even know. He just be making albums.
Too many to name. Yeah. Mm. Albums, features over in, like we said, Israel,
Germany,
and China,
Switzerland,
right? Yeah. China.
Snoop like the hardest working man in show business.
He's one of them. Yeah,
he's one of them.
Yeah, hardest working man in hip hop. I would say
he get his flowers for sure.
Yeah, I would say the hardest working man in hip hop. You gonna drink that orange juice?
Yeah,
he needed to hit his throat while you're on it.
Babysitting it over there.
I'm alright. Peer pressure.
Why you look at him like that? You ain't know you'll come back.
I feel the peer pressure to drink my orange.
You told me to drink. So
well, you just did all that rapping. I thought you just did a good story.
You did a good story. Your first story was really good.
It's not even open yet.
Just on your ass.
You ripped the label off and everything.
Okay, well, why you ripped the label off? Guess who else rips somebody off? The U.S. Secret Service has announced on Friday that a Home Depot employee has been arrested for changing out almost $400,000 of store cash with counterfeit bills. Adrian Jean Pendina was arrested from Home Depot, the one in Arizona, on January 31st, where he was working there as a vault associate. During the arrest, agents seized $5,000 in counterfeit currency and $5,300 in genuine cash. during the execution of the warrant search, he also had additional $22,000 at the location that he stayed in. According to the criminal complaint, Adrian was responsible for preparing the cash from the registers and for the bank deposits. Instead, he was exchanging the currency with counterfeit money during his shift. He's been doing this since January 2018 until just this current January 2022. So he swapped out a major $387,000. $400,000. $387,000. This case illustrates the continued commitment of the Secret Service and the U.S. Attorney's Office to investigate and prosecute counterfeit violations. To be in court tomorrow.
So he was, from 2018 up until they called him, he was
switching out money.
Switching out the counterfeit. Man.
But he wasn't doing it all of it at one time. That's probably why it slowed out. That's why they said they found 5,000 of counterfeit. He was slowly, you know, if you slowly doing it, because look, he started from 2018, so he was slowly doing it. Then when they searched his location, they found $22,000 worth of counterfeit.
The feds will let you make money when they know it's you. They let you run it up.
Now, something like that, what is that? What you think you're going to get? Would that be some automatic 10 years?
25 years.
25?
Counterfeit money?
Yeah.
25 years?
How much money was it? $400,000?
Yeah, close to $400,000.
I don't know.
Tom
Noe
only got 10 with them coins.
Who?
Tom Noe.
What was it?
Them counterfeit coins?
Coins. Talking about paper here.
But it was like commemorative
coins.
Coins
only a dollar. I mean, dime, nickel, penny. You see how long that took to add up with
You might get a deal.
A deal?
Yeah, you might get a plea deal.
We're going to have to follow that.
I don't know. That's a lot of money, though. That's what I'm saying. I think it goes
and
by how much.
And 2018.
Since 2018? They've been watching him, too.
Yeah, so he just got caught just this January. He just got arrested January 31st.
Wow.
So he's been doing it from January 2018.
A couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, until just a couple weeks ago.
The story don't say what he's facing? What he's looking at?
Mm-mm.
What was he charged with?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because I would have said that. Right. No. You know what I'm saying? Is you looking at me?
Nope.
I can't tell.
I'm looking at you on the screen. Like, shut up, Shay.
Oh, okay. He said he was charged with uttering of counterfeit U.S. currency. So what? Do you think that make it better?
We got a charge.
Well.
So they can take him to that. He can plead to stealing and say you stole this amount and take 15 years.
Now you saying 15 instead of 10?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If he go to trial, they're going to throw the book at him.
I would go for the high end just because of how much money it was.
If he go to trial, they're going to throw the book at him.
I wonder what he did with it,
The more money they
got
to spend, the more time he going to have to do.
What he did with the money?
Yeah. Like, well, you know, because
he was still working there, right?
Yeah.
He might have been cleaning up for somebody.
That's what I'm saying. I just wonder what he was doing with it. Like,
cartel?
If he
took it back to
Marty. He was like somebody was sick in his family while he did it, or did he go buy? You know, I wonder what make when you do stuff like that, it's a reason.
Right.
And you still kept the job, so it was like, were you doing it for somebody else?
You're stacking.
In the family or something like that? Were you planning on buying? Because they don't say if he bought any major things. You know, usually they'll say seize the car, a house, or something that he went and got. But I wonder why he did it.
He had $387,000. He had $22,000 left in the crib. Maybe that's what he was just trying to get off. Make that little money, make it real, and then get out.
But that's I wonder why he still was planning it. I'm saying that's still a lot of money to keep doing this from 2018.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had like a high end car or something.
I wonder when they noticed that they got that he was doing it.
Maybe that's how he got caught when he started purchasing like big purchases.
That's what I wonder. Oh, yeah. I'm like, I wonder if he purchased something big and got caught. Like, how did he get caught?
Maybe, but they started watching. They probably was like, oh, look at him. He just keep doing it.
That's how they was looking at it.
Come here, guys. Check him out. He's doing it again. Watch him. They have a ball with the fans. Yeah. What else you got, Shaq?
Let me see. So, this is another interesting story I thought was interesting. According to the Washington Post, Edward Parker was working a late night shift at Las Vegas bar when a man strolled in, pointed a gun at him, and demanded all the cash on hand. The gunman took all the money out of the bar's cash register, and he threatened to have the worker kneel on the floor with his hands on his head the whole time while he was doing it, or he was going to shoot him. The intruder allegedly got away with nearly $4,000. After the altercation happened, the worker explained to his senior manager, you know, the situation. I guess they went back and rolled the cameras. But they said after him explaining the robbery to the owner, he was told that he was going to have to pay the funds back from being stolen. According to a lawsuit, Parker was scared of the incident that happened during the pandemic, but he didn't want to lose his job, so he agreed to the terms and eventually paid all the money back. But now he had a change of heart. He has now received some legal advice and is coming for a company with a major lawsuit. What y'all think?
That's crazy. What are you doing? I was working on something. See, I was working on something.
Oh, I want to work on our last day.
Oh, man, ain't working. Y'all cut off. Oh, well.
Well, that's crazy. I'm paying shit back.
Right. Why would he have to pay it back?
I don't know. It don't say. And he paid it back.
He did pay it back.
Yeah, he paid it back. And now I guess he got to seek some legal advice, and he's trying to get a major lawsuit. But there's no way. But he was scared. He paid it back because he was scared to lose his job. So basically it was pay us back or you get fired. But this must be probably a shiesty restaurant owner. He didn't say the name of the place.
I think so. I think it was. Were you paying attention?
Huh? I feel like neither one of y'all was paying attention. It was so dead.
I wasn't for real.
No.
You know what?
I was fixing something. Because something had... Jason said the audio was messing up, so I had to fix the audio. When I fixed the audio, something else had messed up after I fixed the
audio. That's your excuse, and Clyde. What's your excuse? Because you were staring dead at me.
I was texting when Jason said.
You was texting me.
You showed him that me when I first started. He was looking dead at me.
But I was looking...
You're looking dead at me.
I was getting ready for the next story. I'm sorry, sir.
No, you... Okay, what is it?
Columbus Short in charged with domestic violence.
Who?
Columbus Short.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
What happened this time?
I was getting ready to pull up the rear.
But I thought you had it up.
My tablet is moving slow.
You were staring at me. And, okay, where's that?
I'm going to take the glasses off so you can see where my eyes
look. Okay, so which story is
it? It's still low. Do you see my... Just right?
He used to switch that.
I don't know. The tablet... Let me do it on the phone.
Saying the tablet should be your screen to watch the comments because it's going to stay on that screen. You're flipping that tablet. It's an Android, so.
Well, since you didn't listen to my story, I'm not listening to yours. I'm closing my ears. Look, Mama Riley on our asses. She's our brother and sister.
Actor and scandal star Columbus Short has been arrested again for domestic violence. Law enforcement tells TMZ. Cops say they were called to a home in San Fernando Valley Wednesday night. I thought I was going to say San Francisco.
San Fernando?
San Fernando Valley Jesse Wednesday died. Night around 10:30 p.m.
Wait a minute. You know when on Harlem Nights when the boxer was talking to...
It ain't even that bad, bro. Somebody... Cool, you're not. The fuck out.
No, that, I'm saying that was the eyes I was making at you.
You give me the Richard Pryor face. Shame on you. Anyway, cops say they were called to a home in the San Fernando Valley Wednesday night around 10:30 p.m. over a verbal argument between Short and his wife. But allegedly became physical. Allegedly. When police arrived, they were told Columbus claimed his wife punched him in the face. But he had no marks.
Jack Jenkins. Mike Chuck said Jack Jenkins.
Oh, y'all, it's crazy.
For real. Cops said they then spoke to his wife and noticed a minor injury. This is ridiculous, y'all.
This is a serious story.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
I don't believe you.
That's Jesse. Jesse clowning today, man. Jesse is cool. He's in rare form.
Even though we're told the injury did not require medical attention, cops arrested Short for felony domestic violence. felony because of the injury. This isn't the first time Columbus has had issues with his wife. Back in 2018, he was arrested for domestic violence.
That's
and ended up pleading no contest and serving 34 days behind bars.
I love your discipline and dedication. You just still
you'll keep with that story.
And Mike his reading sound better, too.
Mike Chalk said, today, Junior.
I'm on the comments.
His reading got better, too.
Yeah, he did. He
was.
He zoned in on that. Like, he going back and look at the comments.
Ooh, it's clowning today. I know you're sweating. Wipe your forehead because I'm sweating. So, dang. Oh. What happened, though?
At the time of the arrest, he was already on probation for a bar fight in 2014.
Damn.
Regarding his last arrest, Short spent about 12 hours locked up before he posted a $50,000 bond. He has yet to be charged, so he just was arrested.
Dang.
Wow.
He a thug, but you know,
a short one.
Superhead said that he was a thug too.
Really?
Yeah, actually said he was really broke. Like he be sleeping in his car out there in LA. Like,
yeah, I heard about that when he first came out.
Now,
while as being married and stuff.
I don't know.
His wife probably put him out.
But now he got some residual income coming in.
He probably got money. Something wrong with him.
Yeah, really? He got mental problems. Yeah.
Columbus Short.
Yeah, dude to play the Little Walter.
Yeah, no, he's
Stumpy Yard, Little Walter. He's playing a lot of stuff.
He has been dealing with mental health like for a while.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he was crazy in that movie This Christmas.
He was crazy in Cadillac Records.
Yeah.
Muddy Waters.
Yeah. He took the doors off the car. Said it was too hot.
He ain't call me a boy no more. He ain't call me son no more. Son.
I don't need no daddy.
I got to daddy. You ain't my daddy. You ain't call me no son no more.
Son. I ain't your son. That's where that came from. I need to miss some money by tomorrow.
Better know it, too. He better know it. He came in there. He knew him and got him.
He was trying to snag Gab.
He said, you better know it. You got a bobby boy. That's that old school boy.
I just need you to get up out of my house. That's I know what's going on. I ain't no old man. Muddy Waters.
Yeah. He almost got Geneva. Geneva, who's there for you?
He said, Geneva want a new house. Geneva said we need a new house.
Yeah, a Cadillac, I just got you. Oh, yeah. What about a shake a leg thing?
Dead ass here.
Shake like a thing. What about that song?
Hey, he didn't get that.
That went over to him then. He paid your bill last time, so.
And he got that house after they had to go get Geneva to revive on girl. I will go to Geneva.
Man, why did he pick up that money though? When Wolfman dropped it. That was supposed to be for the funeral. He picked it up and put it in his pocket. He ain't even look through it. He just put it right in his damn pocket.
Right.
It feels good not to have a daddy. I came to bury a fellow musician.
Boom. He was like, shrug.
I ain't got $200, so. I got Geneva got the baby and everything over there, so.
I'll get it dressed though. I'll put clothes on.
I'm cracking up. Y'all is crazy today. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all got the silly willies. Well, that was my topics for today.
What?
That's it?
We letting people call in and talk to us?
Yeah, call in at 877-419-1419. Give us a call.
Well, we got a few minutes.
Rise and Grind Morning Show. Question of the day. Let's talk to Leo. Give us a call at 877-419-1419. And tell us what's on your mind.
You so fancy.
Give us a call. 877-419-1419.
Let's keep this laughing rolling. What was y'all favorite episodes? Tell us what y'all favorite episodes or favorite jokes was. I love when DB called in yesterday and talked about that prank. That was so funny.
One of my favorite episodes was the one of the prank calls that Clyde Green did. I know he talked about which one was the car wash. I can't remember the car wash. I mean, remember how funny it was, but I don't remember like what exactly happened.
The BP one? Yeah, because who gave you that? Because I thought he was talking about the one where
alternator. Someone I worked with.
Oh, okay.
Remember I said he was talking to my wife or my girlfriend or something. She had his number.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I forgot all about that one, too. I still just be laughing about the one that would fix on cars.
Oh, Albert? Yeah.
Albert, I bet.
Albert was ready. I love when we have fun guests. We have fun artists. Mm-hmm. My birthday episode was probably my funnest episode. Yeah. Everybody showed up and showed. We had a good time.
New Year's was fun last year, too.
Last year, that one was fun, too. We had a lot of people here.
Yeah, New Year's was funny with Andre McCullum, RC Kane.
Magic Wine.
Who else was here? Of course, Leah was here.
I think they brought some people with them.
Yeah.
I was here for that.
Dewan was here, too, I think. We ordered pizza and stuff.
There you go.
Had drinks and confetti. 419, you on the line. What you got to say to us?
DB.
What up, DB?
Hey, man. I feel some type of way. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing about none of my jokes?
We just said your jokes was funny.
You ain't here to say that.
We just said that.
No, the funniest one, Jesse tried to beat around the bush. The funniest one, when we was in the bar, I was in the bar with the three little guys.
What? That was funny.
What happened?
The little man.
What about? Say it again,
Jesse,
I remember.
No,
right. What was it?
I'll bring it back.
Okay. He said he'll run it back.
I'm gonna run it back for the people in the back. So look, I was at the bar with three little. No, I wasn't even at the bar with them. They told me about it. There were three little people at the bar. All right, so they said, one little guy said, "I'm gonna go to the Guinness Book of World Records because I got some little hands." He said, "Man, I'm about to go to the Guinness Book of World Records and see if I got the world's smallest hand." He came back the next night to the bar with a little trophy with a little glove on it. He got the world's smallest hand. So the second little person said, "Well, I got some little feet. I'm going to go to the Guinness Book of World Records and see if I got the world's smallest feet." He came back to the bar the next day with a trophy with a little boot on it. You got the world's smallest feet. But then the third little person was like, "I got a little penis. I'm about to go to the Guinness Book of World Records to see if I got the world's smallest penis." He came back to the bar the next night. He was sad. And they over there, they sitting there with their drinks, holding their little trophies, like, what's wrong? He said, "Man, who the fuck is Jesse Coleman?"
And that's remember you hung up on him.
And that's when I hung up on you.
Just like this.
Hey, no, I hung up on you. I hung up on you. Then you like, damn, he didn't give me a chance to hang up on him. Then Shay K was like, "Call him back and hang up on him."
Nah. I wonder what that was sounding like.
That was funny. Oh my goodness. Y'all are crazy.
He had a trophy with a little glove on.
Y'all
that
are
was
crazy.
Hilarious, bro.
Yeah, that was. Somebody said that in the comments.
It was all right. Jason said that yesterday. It was all right, though.
That was all right.
That was a good one, man. I think my funniest joke that you said, DB, was about the baby that couldn't. He told his son, "Don't say nothing about the baby. Can't put his glasses on because he ain't had no ears."
Hold on, man. Hey, she was like, Don't say nothing about him. Please don't say nothing about him. This little badass over there, like, I come here, he say, he said, "Hold on, man." He said, "I hope you don't wear no glasses." I can't remember, man. I can't even remember it all, man.
But that one was funny,
though. I think about it. He said, "Man, what he said, man? I hope the son bitch don't wear no glasses."
It was funny.
It didn't have no ear.
That was funny.
So he really talked about it anyway.
Right. Are you working, DB?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm in here, man. I sent y'all some breakfast, too, man.
Oh.
You sent us some breakfast?
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to be lunch, then. Thank you. Jen sent us breakfast, and now we can get some lunch.
You know, real brothers do real things, man. You know.
We appreciate you.
What's up? Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm tuned in, though. Man, you know I still can't talk, but I'm listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Right.
Thanks for calling
man,
in.
And look, my Super Bowl pick, I got the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey.
And my bold prediction is Joe Burrow will have 100 yards rushing.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's a bold prediction.
I said bagels.
Where are you watching the Super Bowl at?
Look, I'm not sure yet, man. People calling me trying to do it at my house. I'll be hosting shit every Sunday, man.
Come to the studio. Come to the studio.
Y'all go to his party.
Come to the studio.
We'll talk about it.
To the studio?
Yeah, we can watch it up here.
I'll figure it out, man. I appreciate it.
You trying to kick it at the crib. Yeah, that's why I said job over there.
No, I'm just saying. I appreciate it. I know. I might be moving and grooving. I don't know.
Yeah, let me know.
Talks amongst yourselves.
All right, no doubt, man. All right. I'll let y'all know.
Have a good one.
Get back to work.
R.P.
Shout out to DB.
Shout out to DB.
He said 100 yards for Joe. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. That's Vegas. Crazy. That's a lot of yards for a quarterback.
I ain't saying all that. I'm just saying the team. Doing the touchdown yards. I don't know nothing about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I said the Bengals. Y'all said them Rams.
Yep. So we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And come back with Shay's affirmation and some other things, maybe. Maybe a couple phone calls if y'all call in. So, shout out to our sponsors, Hot Box.
Hot Box.
Mud City Entertainment.
Yep.
J. Rush Jennings. UMIDOP Lucas County.
Freedom.
Swan and Swan.
The People's Champ.
The Social Butterfly.
Hey, Miss Carter.
And the Servant's Heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
All right. We'll be back.
Look.
If I'm to be honest, man, this grind. This grind is personal. This grind is for everybody who told me what I couldn't be. And see, you don't take the grind personal. And that's why you're not going to the next level. So when I walk through these doors, I take this grind personal. People don't see the early mornings. People don't see the late nights. People don't see the tears you cry. See, that's what made you who you are. We become the man or the woman that God has called us to be in the journey. So don't give up in the journey. Press through when you're in the journey. Wipe your tears and press on. It's gonna be some nights you tired, and the dream just not gonna look realistic to you. And for real, you're gonna wanna give up. You're gonna wanna quit on your dreams. You're gonna wanna quit on the goals. You're gonna wanna quit on the job. You're gonna wanna quit on the relationship. You're gonna wanna quit and go settle for what other people call success. You're gonna wanna sign your name for a car. You're gonna wanna put yourself in a position to be like everybody else so you can look like everybody else instead of going through what God has told you to go through to get to what God has called you to be. But I need you to understand something. In order to be number one, you gotta be odd. You gotta separate yourself from the pack. I chose to be number one. I chose to be odd. I chose to separate myself from the pack. So I need you to wake up. Wake up. And stop sleeping on your God-given gifts and talents. And know that God has called you to be great. He needs you to be great. The gift that he's given you will change not only your lives, but it'll change your family's lives and it'll change the lives of those around you. So today I challenge you not to quit on yourself. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't quit. What happened yesterday, that isn't it. God has something greater for you. But I need you to understand that you just can't quit. Don't quit. Let's get it.
Is Robert Campbell. I'm the CEO and director of A Servant's Heart here in Toledo, Ohio, serving Lucas County. We're an agency that specializes in servicing individuals with developmental disabilities. So if you yourself, if your loved one, or if you even have a friend or just know someone who is in need of services, quality services with care, then give us a call. Our phone number is 419-214-1162. We look forward to serving our community one individual at a time from the heart.
We'll be right back.
Y'all see me cussing Clyde out.
Always.
Welcome back to the Rising Grind Morning Show. Shay K, Clyde Green, and Jay. Mm,
hey. Mm.
So, how y'all feeling? What's wrong? Say, aw.
Ready to speak my positivity.
It's affirmation time right here. I thought I said 45.
Yeah, but
the finale, but not my part.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's affirmation time with Shay K right here on the Rising Grind Morning Show.
He been messing up my intro.
Girl, that was beautiful.
For the last few days. But y'all know I cannot let you guys leave up out of here without hearing a positive message from Shay K. So this is my last affirmation of the day on the 419 Rising Grind Morning Show. So I'm going to give it to you short and simple. Today's message is the true happiness of your life does not lie in the events that are happening now, but rather in the quality of your own thoughts. So train your brain to see the beauty all around you, to notice the little details, to see the good in people. Positivity is a choice. Let it be your choice.
Boom.
Receive
absolutely.
It.
I receive it.
Receive it.
What I don't receive is Marquell Mitchell talking about my hat.
What'd he say? I don't think he said anything wrong.
What'd he say?
What'd he say?
What'd he say? I don't see the comments. So read it. What'd he say?
Talking about take that trash hat off. Cry.
Yep. Dang, yeah. The Sheagles. Talking about your Sheagles.
Haters.
The
Bad Brothers was a good show, Jason. That sure was.
Yeah, they was.
Look at the whole level. Took it up a level.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Receive that, y'all.
Bossed up our own level.
Took it up a level. That was my song. It had energy and everything. Mm-hmm.
Took it up.
I'm glad you guys received it. Yep.
Took it up a level.
I seen it. So?
So, if y'all want to hear more from the 419 Grind Rising Grind Morning Show crew, go over to The Juice. At about 10:15.
107.3 on your FM dial.
Well, if you don't have the local radio station, go download Tuned In Radio, and you can listen to it live on your desktop or download the app and on your iPhone or Android device, and you can listen to it on there.
And we'll also be posted from our page.
Yep, we'll be
so
posted from our page.
So you guys definitely can follow and get those concrete instructions.
Yes.
We will not leave you guys hanging for too long.
Hell
you guys
no.
will be following us throughout this journey, through our smooth transition, and be back just like we never left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you received that, Marquell. I'm glad you received that, Nyree.
Glad you're going to be listening, Jen.
Yes, I'm glad you received that, Mama Riley. Yellow Got Crew. Got it. Jen Coffee, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Again, we can't do what we do without you guys. And it's on.
It's Thankful Thursday. So what we do is when we go over to The Juice, we're going to say why we're thankful.
Oh,
so
cool.
You got to go over to The Juice to
see
listen
why we thankful.
And see why we're thankful.
Hey, you may be able to call in and say why you're thankful.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We might take phone calls. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, y'all.
So, any last words? Okay, Shay.
You may be able to see us today, Mama Riley. We don't know.
Yeah. You'll be able to see us today, definitely. But it probably, I don't know if it's going to be in the same format, but you'll be able to see us today.
Yep. Shay, awesome.
So, thanks to all of our supporters from day one to day episode 347.
Yep.
Of the Rise and Grind Morning Show. That's a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
I done gave y'all all of me.
Right.
everybody
I done gave everything I got.
Gave like, you everything I got.
Everybody played 347, so 50-50 today.
347, 50-50? Dollar straight, dollar box.
Dollar straight, dollar box.
Okay.
I don't play.
Me either.
I did. Like,
is you going to do it?
Yeah, if we flood the Ohio lottery, 347, we might hit.
Go ahead. Starts with
everybody
you.
Everybody win a dollar.
It starts with you. Come on, get it started.
But yes, shout out to all of our grinders, all of our supporters, all of our sponsors, all of our guests that's been on our show, all of our co-hosts, all of our everything. Feel like the end of the road, but it's not. It's not. Oh.
He said he feel like it should be playing.
Oh,
go ahead, because let me sing it. Go into the meat and potatoes of it. Don't let it play from the beginning. Like, get me the meat.
Get the meat.
Because I think they want to hear. I was on roll with my freestyle affirmation, and let me seal the deal with my singing.
Dude, it's real too. So can we all?
No. I need that in my.
You need YA shaking his neck.
Yeah, let me get my juice ready.
I
need some water.
Say what?
You hate when Kanye shake his neck.
You hate it?
No. I'm asking you, do you?
Yeah, no, I don't hate it. It's just like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, man, that's how the tune come out.
See?
Go up to the end, down the road, of the road, still a kiss in the road. No, it's unnatural.
Facebook might cut us off.
You belong to me, I belong to you.
All of our grinders.
Oh my God.
All of our guests.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We appreciate Tamino. We couldn't do this without you.
Belong to me. I belong to you.
We appreciate all of our grinders. All of our supporters.
This your part, Clyde. Get it.
All the jokes and all the laughs.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All the tears.
Wave your hands
joy.
Side to side, everybody. All Put your lighters in the air.
All the mental assistants.
Yes. I'm
here for you. All of Jason's phone calls.
Maybe I'll forgive you.
You definitely couldn't do it without Mike Chop. No, sir.
Maybe not
without Mike. Still. And who could ever forget DBZ getting blocked? Not being able to speak to us.
Over and over again.
But still buys us breakfast.
Shout out to DJ Impress.
Shout out. Charlie Numbers.
Yes, Mark Well Mitchell.
Jay Coffee.
Mama Riley.
Tracy Stubblefield.
Mary
Ann Harris.
Shout out to Leah Renee.
Shout out to Leah Renee.
What did he say right there, Shay? What did he say right there?
I want to read my shirt.
Ow! Shout out to Bungalow. Queen Yolchan. My city entertainer.
We might as well go play Cut a Phone.
Hey.
You belong to me, I belong to you.